Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with us this morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
I understand that there's some people are thinking that youth football may be too dangerous. Tell us what's going on here.
Well, there have already been football-related deaths of 7 middle and high school students in August alone here in the U.S., which has gotten a lot of attention, obviously. They ranged in age from 13 to 16 and came from several different states, West Virginia, two from Alabama, one from Virginia, one from Florida, Maryland, and Kansas. And this was, you know, anytime you've got stories like this, it definitely tends to get people's attention. And it seems like, you know, we're hearing more and more about these kinds of things each start of each school year. You know, there's unfortunately something like this that we hear about, the death of a football player who either, you know, had a heat stroke or a head injury or whatever. And by the way, the circumstances of the death of these 7 kids range from heat stroke to chest pains to head injuries. The father of one of the kids who died, he was 13, Cohen Craddock of West Virginia. His dad spoke to our digital news team and, you know, kind of explained what happened. He said that Cohen was in his second year of football. He was at practice on August 23rd, not a game, just a normal practice. He said another boy was making a block. He said Cohen got tripped up and he hit the ground. His dad said when he hit the ground, his head hit the ground, and that's what caused the head injury that ultimately led to his death. This was just during a practice. You know, this is, you know, like I said, one of those things that, you know, we keep hearing about, unfortunately. I was looking into this after I got this assignment, and I was interested to find out that all 50 states have some form of laws aimed at preventing sports-related concussions. Heat stroke-related laws are not as common. There are some states who do have laws to prevent heat stroke, you know, injuries like this related to sports. Florida, Texas, California, New Jersey, and North Carolina. But those are apparently the only ones. When you kind of look at the big picture of these stats, like I said, this was 7 middle and high school students who died of sports-related injuries in August of this year, just in August. The National Center for Catastrophic Sport Injury Research said that there were 16 total football-related deaths in all of 2023. 9 of those 16 were in middle or high school. That was for the whole year last year. Again, 9 too many, obviously. But that, to give you some context as to, you know, the 7 that were in August alone of this year, that speaks volumes.
You look at it, though, as a youngster, I've been in the helmet and I know what it's about. As a youngster, though, you don't want the coach to say you're wimping out. You don't want to complain, but you know, some of these kids probably may have survived and said, "Hey, I don't feel well," something like that. But yeah, and it's interesting because you give a wide variety of reasons for these deaths, not just the heat stroke. That's the one I would think would be the worst, and not get enough water and so forth. But that's interesting. It goes all the way to the one you just described. Even with a helmet on, the way you hit your head on that on a hard, pretty hard field, I guess. It can be very well. It's traumatic for that young man,
right? I mean, a helmet will only protect you so far.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still, you know, there's still a lot of trauma there that goes when you are, especially during, like, you know, contact football and stuff like that. I mean, there's been a lot of research that's been done on that. But like you said, the heat stroke part, that seems like the thing that I think we've heard more about, especially when school starts with those hot temperatures and, you know, July practices and August at the beginning of school. I mean, it's hot, it's humid.
Yeah.
You know, it can be dangerous.
All right. Well, thank you for your time and for your information this morning. Appreciate it, Tanya. That's Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. I don't have much to say about that, except that I have experience with concussions and so forth. Chad, what you got, Chief?
Got a traffic update,
okay,
real quick.
Go ahead.
Westbound Kellogg ramp to Seneca. We got a crash there.
All right.
So the traffic volumes are thinning a bit, but watch for something there. Again, that's westbound Kellogg's ramp to Seneca.
8:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Let's start out with Monday Night Football last night, the opening Monday Night Football game of the season out in Santa Clara. The San Francisco 49ers hosting the New York Jets. And we take a look at a guy getting his first NFL start. In the starting lineup, offensive right guard for the 49ers, Dominic Pooney, a rookie from KU, third-round draft pick, starting on the offensive line for the 49ers on Monday Night Football in his first ever professional game. How about that? You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, and Pooney was part of an offensive line that was getting the Niners where they needed to be.
Second down goal. Gets the snap. Handoff. Mason over the right tackle. Touchdown. Broken tackle at the goal line. And Karam's off that body in for a five-yard San Francisco touchdown run. And the Niners build their lead on a long drive, the first one of the second half. 22-7, the Niners.
That was a great cut right there by Mason. Starting out to the left-hand side, sees the crease, cut back to the right, almost goes untouched into the end zone. Young man's playing some really good football and getting a little bit of help up front.
Yeah, those guys up front. Dominic Pooney, the rookie from KU, played all 72 snaps on offense in his first game ever in the National Football League. How about that? Niners win it 32-19 on Monday Night Football last night. Let's go to baseball. It's the final six games of the season for the Wichita Wind Surge. Six-game home week against the Tulsa Drillers. And it starts tonight, 7:05 tonight downtown at Riverfront Stadium for the Surge. The Kansas City Royals had a four-game winning streak going into last night, beginning a week on the road. First stop, Yankee Stadium, to play the top team in the league, the New York Yankees. Royals had a 4-3 lead the seventh inning stretch. Bullpen blew it. The Royals were outscored 7-0 in the final two innings, lose 10-4 to the Yankees, as the Royals have now lost six straight road games. Good news, though, the Royals still have a 5.5-game lead for a playoff spot with 17 games to go in the season. The Royals are in Yankee Stadium again tonight with All-Star 15-game winner Seth Lugo starting for the Royals tonight on the mound at 6 o'clock. Listen to that game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Of course, yesterday, the passing of actor James Earl Jones at the age of 93. What better way in sports to revisit his great baseball speech from Field of Dreams?
They come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. For it is money they have and peace they like.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers, sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines, where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. And it'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray. The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again.
James Earl Jones from Field of Dreams. What a great scene that is. He passed away yesterday at the age of 93, and we'll have more on that coming up in the blur in just a few minutes. Good. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
It's 8:42 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Hannity Morning Minute coming up. And Sean's going to be talking about, let's see here, what he's going to take a look at Vice President Harris and several issues. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.